When George Bernard Shaw found his true vocation as a creator of polemical plays, he built on years of unsuccessful novel writing, popular music criticism, and well-formed speeches and debates in support of social causes. In Major Barbara, directed by Sabrina Lloyd at IU's Ruth Ann Hall's Theater, everyone has a point, a position, and a bit of a pulpit. Fortunately, they also have character, story, and a good bit of humor about them. Lady Britomart, Sarah Fisher, brought a name and a title to the undershaft munitions manufacturing family as her marriage portion. She's a bit of a cartoon character, but quite wily. Though separated from her husband, Andrew Undershaft, Justin Harner, and his multimillion-dollar cannon works years ago, she now seeks his financial support for her son and two daughters. The lady's a character and actually retains a bit of a spark for her roguish husband. Her fecklessly upper-class son, Stephen, has been resolutely prepared for no known profession or vocation, but in Sean McGill's portrayal, he's mostly quite totally proud of himself. Daughter Sarah, Chelsea Gill, is a nicely portrayed layabout with no special concerns or cares that extend past the next party. She's nicely paired with an equally drone-like male played by Kevin Sheehan. Daughter Barbara, Hannah Kennedy, is the title character of the play Major Barbara. To the chagrin of the whole family, Barbara has actually gotten religion and is quite proudly and happily working to save souls among the poor with the Salvation Army. She's aided by Schwann Howard as Adolphus, a graceful young scholar of the classics whose fervor may have more to do with Barbara than with anyone's soul. In Major Barbara, those souls are quite varied. Andrew Vosper and Isabel Dieppe were a treat as a couple of less deserving down-and-outers who know just which tales to tell and which buttons to push as they con the army. A third was the dismissed Abel, but a bit too old Peter, played stolidly by Joe Stollenwerk. And then there was a real star turn by James Moffat as Bill Walker. Bill comes to the shelter to give his girlfriend a good boff in the face for leaving him. He hits Blair Dietrich, playing an innocent army lass, goes to get beaten up himself, and even tries pitifully to buy his soul from Barbara. It's quite a performance. Things come to crisis for the army and Barbara as finances threaten to close the shelters, and she learns the only way to stay open is to take money from a whiskey distiller and her own father's munitions factories. Barbara is appalled, but Crystal Densley, as the pragmatic leader of the Salvation Army, was quite willing to take money from anyone to help the army in its battle for souls. I was a little puzzled by her stroking what appeared to be her pregnant belly as she bargained with Undershaft, but she was an imposing figure. Rounding out the cast were Tad Toby as the family butler, embarrassed at just how to reintroduce Undershaft to the family, and David Zeller as a slightly officious functionary at the Cannon Factory, both large actors in small parts. According to program notes, Shaw had great difficulty working out an effective dramatic conclusion for Major Barbara, and indeed it's a busily stuffed act. Undershaft, played with aplomb by Justin Harner, has his polemical innings and decides to leave the business to Adolphus. The armsmaker and the Greek scholar joust over the terms of the agreement. Barbara decides to leave the army and its congregation of the poor and hungry to minister to the well-off and well-fed in the cannon works. The formerly estranged family is united. It's all quite wordy fun, and though the general outlines are clear, the details of just how they're arrived get a bit murky. Hyun Suk Shin's design of the Undershaft living room had a nice feel, with walls decorated with some lovely flower and bird paintings. It neatly transitioned into the space outside the Salvationist's mission and later evoked a modern munitions factory. Costumer Lydia Dawson firmly and attractively placed the characters, especially the women, in the show's setting in the early 1960s. Major Barbara in the Ruth Ann Halls Theater continues with performances through March 6th. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker. Let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had to.